Revelation chapter 20, thank you for all you've already done to be a blessing this week. I'm looking forward to the services. I'm looking forward to the fellowship. I'm looking forward to sitting around the table at Joe Mars and fellowshipping, amen. Praise God, amen. Revelation chapter 20, if you got your Bibles, find your place if you can and will. Out of the reading and reverence of God's word, please stand with me. I know Brother Ray and hopefully some of his family will be with us some this week. And thankful for my dear friend, Brother Mark, that's come with me. And he's a dear brother and a dear friend. And I know they're going to miss him at his home church. But we're glad he's here. Thank you, Brother Mark. Love Pastor Tim and his family and all of you. I enjoyed Sunday school this morning talking about the gifts of the Spirit. And so we pray this week you'll be blessed as we watch God do what only God can do. And as I get ready to read these verses to you, I'm going to tell you right now, at first, it's not going to sound real good, but business is going to pick up, I promise. But can I tell you, as we begin to look here in Revelation 20, I'm going to tell you right now that this is some of the most terrifying, traumatic, troubling, and tragic scriptures Amen. You will ever read. Amen. But this is real, friend, and we need to be aware of this. And as I said, you hang on, because it's going to get gooder, but we have to look at this. Amen. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11, if you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Look at verse 11, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. Nowhere to hide, friend. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. That word cast in the Greek is the word ballo. It means to violently throw. They were violently thrown. They were cast into a lake of fire. This is the second death. I want us to look at verse 15. This is our text verse this morning. Notice this, and whosoever, say that word with me, and whosoever, one more time, church, and
whosoever,
was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Pastor Tim, would you ask a blessing on God's word? Oh, help us, God. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Hey, man, you may be seated. Look to your neighbor on the right. Tell him, I'm glad you're in the house of God. Amen. Tell him. Praise God. Listen, it's going to get cold this week, but I understand the rain is probably going to miss us. Thank God for that. And listen, it's going to be cold, but I guarantee you they'll have the heat on in here, amen. So you come and come praying and expecting God to do great and mighty things. This morning, I want to take for my message this morning a word that we found in verse 15, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. If God would help me for just a few moments, I want to preach on that thought this morning. Whosoever. Whosoever. I want to preach on whosoever. Oh, listen, what a tragic scene. What a troubling thought. Listen, what a traumatic truth as we look here in Revelation 20. And that there are those who are lost and undone. Listen, standing before this fearful place, the great white throne judgment of God. There is no place to hide. There is no escape. And the Bible said, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into a lake of fire, and may I add, for eternity. And so I want to consider for just a few moments this thought of whosoever. Who is in this group that has been gathered here at that great white throne judgment? Who is this number? Who is this people, this whosoever standing there, not having their names wrote down in the book of life? Who are these whosoevers that are being cast out into this place of torment, this lake of fire? Well, for just a few moments, let's preach on whosoever. Who's in this number? Number one, can I say this? I believe those who have rejected Christ. Listen, you know who's going to be in that number, that whosoever? It'll be those who have rejected Christ. Listen, those who have said no to the greatest gift ever given to mankind. This number who have heard the gospel preached. This one, listen, that witnessed the power of God and the lives of those they love, that's been invited, who have been called, who have been given opportunity, but they have said no to Jesus Christ. And I believe those who have rejected Christ will be in this number of the whosoever that's cast into a lake of fire. That's why, preacher, in John 5:40, Jesus said to those who would not believe, he said, and you will not come to me that you might have life. I wonder how many times have you heard the gospel preached? How many times have prayers been sent up for you? How many times has the Holy Ghost of God spoke to your heart? But you said, I will not. And you rejected Christ and walked out. Listen, lost and undone. And rather than coming to him, you walked away. Oh, no wonder why in Mark 8:38, Jesus said, therefore, he said, whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. And the old preacher said to the young preacher in 2 Timothy 2:12, if we deny him, oh, he also will deny us. Hey, lost friend, have you ever considered this? You that have rejected Christ, have you ever considered this? That you may deny him. You may reject him. You may be ashamed of him here. But have you ever considered the thought that there will be a day when you die lost and undone, that you will stand at the great white throne judgment of God? And in that day, you that have denied him, he will deny you. You that have rejected him, there'll be a day he'll reject you. You who are ashamed of him, there'll be a day he'll be ashamed of you. And brother, those that have rejected him, those who have refused him, those who would not receive him, brother, those are the ones in that number of the whosoever, of the whosoever that will be cast into a lake of fire. Those who have rejected Christ. Oh, it's going to pick up in a minute. But I'm telling you, there is a whosoever in Revelation 20:15. The whosoever that's going to a lake of fire. Those who have rejected Christ. Oh, but not only those who have rejected Christ, but those who have ran out of chances. Those who have ran out of chances, they're going to be in that whosoever that's going to a lake of fire. Oh, those who have ran out of chances. You know who this crowd is? Whoop. The someday crowd. Well, you know someday I'm going to get saved. And well, you know down the road, and maybe next week, and maybe next month, maybe next year, maybe the next revival, maybe when a better preacher comes, this may be all you get. Hey, someday, just not right now, not today, maybe tomorrow. And can I tell you, there'll be those and the whosoever that have ran out of chances, those who put it off, those who said not today. And do you know there are many, brother, listen, that death has caught them unawares. There are those, listen, like the bird caught in the evil net, or like the fish taken, or the bird caught in the evil snare, or like the fish taken up in the net. Brother, death caught them unaware. Brother, they were living their life, doing their thing. Listen, living out their plans. And all of a sudden, that great reaper stepped in to the field of their soul and took that long-handled scythe and mowed them down. And brother, they were not prepared. They were not ready. And brother, they are the ones of the whosoever that'll be cast into a lake of fire. Those who ran out of chances. Amen. I'm just going to be honest, friend. God's been gracious. Amen. And God's been merciful. Amen. And I wonder how many chances has he given you? How many opportunities have you had to hear the gospel preached? How many times has the invitation been extended to you? And the Holy Ghost of God with cords of love have drawn you unto himself, but you put it off and said, not today, maybe another time. And brother, if you're not careful, you're going to run out of chances. That's why in Isaiah 55 and 6, the old prophet, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call ye upon him while he's near. That's why in Hebrews 3, 7 and 8, the Holy Ghost began to speak. How many know the Holy Ghost talks? Amen. The Holy Ghost speaks. And in Hebrews chapter 3, the Bible said, as the Holy Ghost saith, as the Holy Ghost saith. This ain't the preacher. This ain't the Sunday school teacher. This ain't mama. This is the Holy Ghost. He said today. Today, not tomorrow, not next week, next month, next year, today. If you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. 2 Corinthians 6 and 2, Paul said, now, not tomorrow, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. But there are those who have put it off. There are those who thought they had plenty of time. There are those, a brother, who failed to make preparation. And when the Bible said, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. You know who's in that number? Those who ran out of chances. Those who put it off one day too long. Those who said no to the Lord. I'll do it down the road. But brother, the opportunity ran out. And brother, they died lost and undone, unprepared to meet God. And all they have to look forward to is a burning, blistering, brimstone hell because they ran out of chances. Amen. You still with me? Say amen. Amen. It's going to get better in a minute. I'm talking about whosoever. Those who've rejected Christ. No. Those who've ran out of chances. Someday. But can I tell you one more group that I believe is going to be in that whosoever? The religiously confused. Not only those who've rejected Christ and those who've ran out of chances, but the religiously confused, brother, is going to be in that number of the whosoever. Amen. How many know not everybody that's got their name on the church record is going to heaven? Amen. How many know just because you sit on a padded pew every Sunday don't guarantee you a home in heaven? Amen. How many know just because daddy was a deacon and mama sang in the choir don't mean you're going to heaven? Amen. Oh, and I believe there'll be those of the whosoever, the religiously confused. That's why Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. He said, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. He said, many, not some, not just a few, but many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name we've cast out devils. And in thy name we've done many wonderful works. But he said, I will profess unto them, I never knew you. I never knew you. I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Listen to me. They were religious, but they did not have a relationship. They were religious, but they did not have a relationship. And brother, there they stand before the great white throne judgment of God. There they stand, lost and undone. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, no second chances. Brother, their names not found written in the book of life. And the Bible said, whosoever is not found written there will be cast into a lake of fire, the religiously confused. You can call yourself Baptist, and you can call yourself Methodist, and you can call yourself Catholic or Lutheran, but brother, if you don't have Jesus, you're lost. Amen. And undone. Amen. Oh, no wonder why Jesus said in Matthew 15 and 8, he said, the people, they draw nigh unto me with their mouth, and they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Oh, you talk a good talk, and you know the religious jargon, and you know what page the hymn is on, and you may be able to quote all 66 books of the Bible, but oh, listen, you're lost. You may have a cross around your neck, and you may have a Bible on your coffee table, but you don't have Christ in your heart, and you're religiously confused, and you'll be in that number of the whosoever that'll be cast into a lake of fire. Someone said, preacher, I didn't come out on a Sunday morning to hear this kind of preaching. It's going to pick up, but we still need to tell it all, friend. Amen. 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 The religiously confused. Jesus said this about him in Luke 6 and 46. He said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't even do the things that I say? Why do you call me Lord, and you don't even live like I said you ought to live? Oh, listen to me, friend, the religiously confused. They knew about him, but they did not know him. They went to church, but they were not in Christ. Oh, listen, they went through the motions, but they didn't know the Master. They said they believed, but they were never born again. Oh, listen, you can play the part. You can talk the talk and put on a good act, but there is one that knows your heart. And friend, if you've never been born again, if you've never had the experience of meeting Jesus, friend, I'm telling you, you are lost. And brother, religiously confused. And there'll be a great number in that day of the whosoevers that are cast into a lake of fire who thought they were okay, but brother, they never got it nailed down. They thought everything was all right, but they never came to know Christ. And now it's too late. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. But can I tell you some good news this morning? Can I give you a little good news? I'll preach it on whosoever. Can I tell you some good news? This ain't the only place in the Bible where you find the word whosoever. Oh, praise God. Hey, this ain't the only place. Hey, there is another place I can tell you about where we find the word whosoever. Can I tell you? You can quote it, no doubt, by heart. It's the crown jewel of God's word. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank God, I'm glad to report to you as I preach on whosoever this morning, there is another place where we find the word whosoever. And can I just tell you, I'm not the saltiest fry in the Happy Meal. I may not be the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I'd sure rather be a whosoever in John 3:16 than the whosoever in Revelation 20:15. Thank God, I'm a whosoever. Amen. Oh, don't look at me all religious, friend. You are lost and undone on your way to hell, but thank God for John 3:16. Oh, thank God that he saved your sorry soul and changed you, friend, and made you what you are today. Oh, thank God for whosoever. Oh, listen. Look at me. I'm hard to miss. Look up here. You're a whosoever one way or another. You're not going to get out of being a whosoever. You're either going to be a whosoever in Revelation 20:15, or you're a whosoever in John 3:16. One way or another, you're a whosoever. But brother, I'm telling you some good news. I ain't going to hell. I said, I'm not going to hell. I'm not going to hell. I'm not. Hey, listen, friend, and you don't have to either. And if you're not going to hell, you ought to praise God for just a minute. You ought to just raise your hands of glory and say, thank you, God. I was lost and undone on my way to hell, but you reached down with a long arm of grace and a nail-scarred hand and pulled me up out of the miry pit of sin and washed me in your own rich, red, raw, redeeming blood. And thank God, I'm a whosoever. Amen. Amen. Hey, Yankees get excited too. Amen. Woo, praise God. I'm a whosoever. Can I just say three things about this? Now, we talked about those who rejected Christ and those who ran out of chances and those who were religiously confused. They're in that number of the whosoever going to a lake of fire. But can I tell you about this whosoever in John 3:16? Oh, as I consider this, listen to me. Number one, I see the object of his love. I see the object of his love. Notice what he said, Preacher Tim. For God so loved the world. Hey, I see the object of his love. Look up here, friend. You are the object of his love. When he said God so loved the world, that included you. That included you. That included you. Hey, you're not just a face in the crowd. You're not just a misplaced card in the shuffle of life. You're not just a misplaced cog in the big wheel. Oh, no, friend, but you are the object of his love. Can I prove it to you? Jeremiah 31:3. God himself said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. God said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Look up here, friend. I don't care who you are, where you've been, what you've done, how long you've done it for, and who you've done it with. There is a God in heaven who loves you. God loves you. You are the object of his love. Thank God he loves you. Amen. And he loves you so much that Jesus said of himself in Luke 19:10, he said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy 1:15, he said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He came to save sinners. He came to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Someone said, preacher, you don't know who I am. You don't know where I've been and how I've lived and the people I've hurt and the bridges I've burned and the mistakes I've made and the mess of my life. I may not know, but I know this, friend. If you're a sinner, if you're lost and undone, you're the very one he came for. You're the very one he loves, because the Bible said that God so loved the world. Amen. Amen. You are the object of his love. But not only do I see the object of his love, I see the outpouring of his love. For God so loved the world, listen, that he gave his only begotten son. Listen to me, friend. Revelation 20:15 is a traumatic and troubling, tragic scene. But brother, he's not willing that any should perish. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God don't want you to go to a lake of fire. But the reason people do is because they have refused his payment for sin, his own son, and they have chosen to pay the payment themselves. But oh, thank God this morning, if you'll trust in Jesus to be the Lord of your life, the Savior of your soul, the propitiation for you. Friend, listen, he'll make the payment and you can go free. I see the outpouring of his love. No wonder why in Romans 5:8, the Bible said, but God commendeth. That word commendeth just means demonstrated. God demonstrated. God commendeth his love toward us. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. 1 John 3:6, the old apostle said, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. If there's any question on whether God loves you or not, sinner friend, look yonder to the bloody cross of Calvary, where you see the greatest gift of love, when God gave his own son to die in your place and to suffer for your sin so that you could be saved and make heaven your home. Thank God, the outpouring of his love. Jesus himself said in John 15:13, greater love hath no man than this, than that a man would lay down his life for his friends. Oh, I see not only the object of his love, the world, but I see the outpouring of his love, and that he gave his only begotten son. And lastly, can I say this? I see the outcome of his love. I see the outcome of his love. Oh, that whosoever, say it with me one more time, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but whoop, have everlasting life. Thank God, the outcome of his love. Oh, listen, I love it, friend. I love being saved. I'm glad I'm saved. Do I deserve to be saved? Nope. Was I good enough to get saved? Nope. Was I religious enough to attain it? Nope. Did I do enough good works to deserve it? Nope. But this morning I stand before you saved by the grace of God. I'm saved by the grace of God. Thank God for the outcome of his love, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's why in 1 John 3:1, John said, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Galatians 3:13, Paul said that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, as it is written, cursed is every man that hangeth on a tree. Oh, yes. And Romans 5:9, Paul said, how much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Romans 6:23, the Bible said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Someone said, preacher, can you simplify it? I sure can. Brother, I'm a child of God. I've been redeemed. I'm justified, and I have eternal life. Why, preacher? Because I am a whosoever in John 3:16. Amen. Don't matter if you're rich or poor. Don't matter if you're black or white. Don't matter if you're tall, short, fat, skinny, ugly, or purdy. Hey, you can be a whosoever in John 3:16. Oh, yes, for I'm a child of God. I'm redeemed. I'm justified. And I have eternal life. Hear me and hear me well, friend. You are a whosoever one way or another. Look at me. I'm going to finish up on this. Listen. It's either a lake of fire or it's life everlasting. It's either a lake of fire or it's life everlasting. You're either a whosoever in Revelation 20:15 or a whosoever in John 3:16. Can I tell you the difference? I'll just make it as simple as I can. When it comes to the lake of fire, it's a place of parting, it's a place of pain, and it's a place of permanent punishment. When it comes to life everlasting, it's a place of rest. It's a place of reunion and rejoicing forevermore. Amen. I'm not a real smart man, but listen, there is no contest. There is no, let me think on it. No, friend, I want to be a whosoever in John 3:16, not a whosoever in Revelation 20:15. Now, here's the next logical question. Preacher, I want to be saved. Preacher, I don't want to go to hell. Preacher, I'm tired of living a life of sin and misery. What do I need to do? Let me give you one more whosoever. Let me give you one more whosoever. Hey, Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Did you hear me, friend? Whosoever. Hey, you ain't got to quote this book from cover to cover. Hey, listen, you ain't got to automatically quit all your bad habits and turn over a new leaf and be a better person. I'm not talking about joining the church or giving the preacher your hand. I'm talking about whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. I thought that'd be a get a better reaction than that. Shall be saved. I like that. Amen. It is Sunday morning. You might be a little tired. Amen. Listen to me. The day I come to an altar, almost 35 years ago, a 16-year-old boy, lost and undone, skinny, long curly hair. Listen, I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know what to say. Wasn't raised in a religious home. Had good parents, but they were lost. Listen, I come to an altar. I couldn't quote John 3:16, recite the Lord's Prayer, or tell you the 23rd Psalm. I knew two things that night when that old-fashioned preacher told me about Jesus. I knew I was a great sinner, and whoop, he's a great Savior. And brother, I came up and prayed the best way I know to pray. I got down lost and undone, a whosoever, and Revelation 20:15, and got up saved by the grace of God, washed in the blood of Jesus, a whosoever, in John 3:16. Thank God for saving grace. Amen. In just a moment, the singer's going to come, but that's okay, preacher. I'm reminded of a story, and I won't go into detail, but I'm reminded of a story I heard several years ago when a mother brought her drug-addicted son to a preacher and said, "Preacher, I've done all I know to do. I've prayed for him. I've begged him. I've wept over him. I've beat him. I've taken him to rehab. Preacher, I don't know what else to do. I'm just going to give him to you." And brother, she took off, and that night that preacher got up and opened up his King James Version Bible and preached on the old text, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And you know what happened that night? A drug-addicted boy that mama couldn't do nothing with, a drug-addicted boy who did all he could, but even his own self couldn't change his life and his bad habits and his ruin of sin. Hey, listen, the whosoever, listen, this boy that the police couldn't do nothing with and rehab couldn't do nothing with, hey, this boy came and stood in front of the pulpit, looked up at the old preacher and said, "Hey, preacher, you talking to me?" And the preacher said, "Son, what do you mean?" He said, "When you said whosoever, did that include me?" Oh, he said, "It sure did." And he said that boy got down, and what he couldn't do and what his mama couldn't do and what rehab couldn't do and what the police couldn't do. And one moment of time, Jesus saved his soul and changed his life and altered his eternity. And this morning I'm glad to be a whosoever in John 3:16. As the singers get ready to come and make their way to an altar, I wonder if there's somebody here today that's lost, that maybe in your life you have rejected Christ. Maybe in your life you've been given chance after chance and opportunity after opportunity, and you have walked out lost and undone time and again. I wonder if there might be somebody here that has been raised in church your whole life, and you know the jargon and you know the routine and you know the rituals, and maybe you've played the part, but in reality, you have never been born again. You know there's not a change in your life, and you say, "Preacher, I can't come up there and pray. They'll know I've lied. They'll know I've played the part. They'll know that I'm not saved." Listen to me. They'd a whole lot rather you come and be honest with God and with yourself and get saved than die lost in a lie and go to hell, friend. And listen, you may